Have you ever achieved something you desperately wanted, only to find yourself more trapped than before? This is the entrepreneurial paradox that Dan Martell lived firsthand. After escaping a troubled youth marked by addiction and detention, he found salvation in building businesses. Yet his path to success led to a different kind of confinement. 80-hour work weeks, constant stress, and missing his children's milestones. The very freedom he sought became another form of imprisonment. This pattern repeats itself everywhere. Consider Stuart, a fitness entrepreneur whose outward success, thriving business, beautiful home, industry recognition, masked debilitating anxiety and panic attacks. Despite working relentlessly, he felt perpetually behind, drowning in meetings and unanswered emails. His calendar controlled him, not the other way around. The conventional wisdom about productivity has led us astray. Hard work doesn't automatically create success. Efficiency doesn't matter if you're efficiently doing the wrong things. And being busy? That's often the opposite of being productive. What if the solution isn't working harder, but working differently? What if success isn't about earning more money, but buying back your most precious resource, time? Ever wonder why some entrepreneurs mysteriously plateau or even sabotage their success just as things take off? They've hit what Martell calls the pain line, the point where growth becomes unsustainable because they're personally handling too many tasks. When entrepreneurs hit this invisible barrier, they typically respond in one of three self-defeating ways: selling prematurely, sabotaging their success, or deliberately stalling growth. Imagine building something valuable only to surrender it because you're overwhelmed, or unconsciously making poor decisions because you're emotionally drained. Most commonly, entrepreneurs simply stop growing their businesses, not because the market won't support expansion, but because they can't personally handle more responsibility. The alternative is the buyback loop, a systematic approach to growth that involves auditing your time, transferring low-value tasks to others, and filling your newly freed time with high-impact activities. This creates a virtuous cycle where you continuously expand your impact without increasing your workload. When Stuart applied this principle by identifying and delegating energy-draining activities, he tripled his company's revenue while working fewer hours. What could you accomplish if you weren't bogged down by tasks someone else could handle? What if you could spend most of your time doing work that energizes rather than depletes you? The DRIP matrix provides a framework for identifying which activities truly deserve your focus. Drain activities sap your energy while generating little value. Think administrative busy work or technical problems outside your expertise. Routine tasks are necessary but not the best use of your time, like scheduling meetings or processing invoices. Investment activities build your capacity for future success, such as learning new skills or developing team members. Production activities energize you and directly generate revenue. These align with your unique talents and passions. Consider Oprah's journey. She didn't build her media empire by handling every aspect of production and distribution. Instead, she focused relentlessly on her genius zone, being on camera, interviewing guests, and connecting with audiences. Everything else, she delegated to specialists who excelled in those areas. What's your genius zone? Where do your unique talents, passions, and market value intersect? Identifying this sweet spot isn't just about productivity. It's about creating a sustainable career that energizes rather than depletes you. The most successful people aren't jacks of all trades. They're masters of one who build teams to handle everything else. I can't afford to hire help. How many times have you thought or said this? This thinking reflects a fundamental misunderstanding of time economics. The question isn't whether you can afford to delegate, it's whether you can afford not to. Calculate your buyback rate, the hourly value of your time based on your contribution to revenue. Once you know this number, the decision becomes clear. Any task that can be performed by someone earning less than your buyback rate should be delegated. If your effective hourly rate is $300, hiring a virtual assistant at $25 per hour isn't an expense. It's an investment with a 12x return. Even with limited resources, you can begin this process through creative approaches. Consider hiring interns who gain valuable experience while handling routine tasks. Explore global talent platforms to find affordable specialists. Create commission-based roles that pay for themselves through performance. Remember that delegation isn't about offloading work you dislike. It's about strategic time investment. What could you accomplish with an extra 10 hours each week? How much more value could you create if you focused exclusively on high-impact activities? The most successful entrepreneurs understand that their time is their most valuable asset, and they invest it accordingly. Smart, capable people often undermine their success through unconscious behavioral patterns, time assassins, that originate from childhood experiences or early career traumas. These patterns manifest in distinct profiles. The chaos junkie creates emergencies to feel alive. The staller postpones decisions through endless analysis. The speed demon acts impulsively without proper consideration. The supervisor micromanages everything, creating bottlenecks. The self-medicator uses work to avoid emotional challenges. Breaking free starts with honest self-assessment, identifying which patterns affect you and understanding how they once served a purpose but now limit your potential. When you recognize these behaviors, you can pause and choose responses that better align with your current goals. The replacement ladder offers a framework for building a self-running business through systematic delegation across 5 areas: admin, delivery, marketing, sales, and leadership. Each level builds upon the previous one to create a scalable structure. Begin with an administrative assistant to manage your inbox, calendar, and routine tasks. Then delegate product/service delivery by documenting processes and training others. Next, transfer marketing responsibilities to specialists who understand your audience. Build a sales team with clear playbooks and aligned compensation structures. Finally, hire executives to manage departments and drive growth. This progression mirrors both business growth and the founder's journey of releasing control. While challenging for hands-on entrepreneurs, it's crucial for scaling beyond individual limitations. Effective delegation requires clear documentation, thorough training, and consistent oversight to maintain quality while reducing daily operational involvement. Instead of reacting to others' demands, proactive entrepreneurs design their schedule intentionally, aligning time with energy levels and priorities. The Perfect Week framework uses strategic time blocking, batching similar activities, scheduling demanding tasks during peak energy periods, and creating space for both focused work and collaboration. Set specific times for email and communication to prevent interruptions, and include regular renewal periods for exercise or meditation. The Preloaded Year framework starts with your big rocks, key business initiatives, family commitments, health objectives, and learning goals. Work backward from your vision to establish quarterly milestones and monthly themes, including planning sessions and flexibility for unexpected opportunities. This proactive design creates a sustainable framework that supports your goals while maintaining work-life harmony, ensuring your time investment aligns with what truly matters.